Well, let's see what the potsherd has to say at any rate, said Leo, taking up the translation in his father's writing, and commencing to read. I, Amenartas, of the royal house of the pharaohs of Egypt, wife of Kallikrates the beautiful in strength, a priest of Isis, whom the gods cherish and the demons obey, being about to die, to my little son Tisisthenes, the mighty avenger. I fled with thy father from Egypt in the days of Nectanebes, causing him through love to break the vows that he had vowed. We fled southward across the waters, and we wandered for 12 moons on the coast of Libya, Africa, that looks towards the rising sun, where by a river is a great rock carven like the head of an Ethiopian. 4 days on the water from the mouth of a mighty river were we cast away, and some were drowned, and some died of sickness. But us wild men took through wastes and marshes, where the sea-fowl hid the sky, bearing us 10 days' journey till we came to a hollow mountain, where a great city had been and fallen, and where there are caves of which no man hath seen the end. And they brought us to the queen of the people who place pots upon the heads of strangers, who is a magician, having a knowledge of all things, and life and loveliness, that does not die. And she cast eyes of love upon thy father, Kallikrates, and would have slain me and taken him to husband, but he loved me and feared her, and would not. Then did she take us, and lead us by terrible ways, by means of dark magic, to where the great pit is.